again. Ola! It was for hunting, not feeding. The second lion, right? Anyhow, this is the story. We are always in front of the ladder. There are steps. And Rumi said if you climb 98 of them and two step is missing, you are not at the top. So the level is not important. Trying to climb the ladder is the stuff. Wherever you are on the ladder. If you ask me, where are you? I would say, I'm in the path. I'm walking the path. And I'm doing it, step by step. Anyhow, okay, we are there, then what? Be more precise. We are book two, and we are trying to climb the ladder. How much did we climb?
Past Muhammad Ali and a few others.
Because a guy is explaining something, and his explanation, he started to swear, to bring in the names to say, honest the God, honest the Prophet, and blah, 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 blah. I'm like this, right? So let's make it a little bit larger. The picture is conversation between two slaves. Because you have got both of them, and you have got it for free. You remember? It is started that the king parted the slaves cheap. You got it for free. You didn't do anything. Okay? And you have to know them. Let's go back. Right at the beginning, there was something. Now we are talking about that something again in another way, and we are going to do it again and again and again. Presenting a duality. Do you remember unity, which is the fifth level? We'll study it later, unity. Before unity, you have to understand what the division is. When they say unification, unity, what do you think of? You are studying this stuff, I don't know what you call it, mysticism, and you think that unity is good. What do you mean by that? Means political unification? Two parties coming together? Is that what you're preaching? Or no?
Well, not in this.
It would be what?
It would be oneness.
Mm-hmm. If you explain it with one word, one sentence, means you explain one side of it, it won't do, because what about the other side of it? It should be, if it is a simple thing, becoming one with this. Okay, this doesn't look that difficult. It shouldn't, it's not difficult really. Either you could try or fail, right? Why does that becoming one with this becomes one level of this seven levels of improvement? So it should be a bigger idea. Become one with what? We'll talk about it, you will see. It's become one in whatever you are splitted in two. First of all, inside, I'm split in two. Right? I have a logic and I have the soul, the spirit. They should unify. Remember the man, the Arab and the wife? That was my logic and my body. Then it goes on and on and on, different ways, and at the end is to become one, recover from the first illusion, separation. All of it is. That's why it's complicated, and it goes from this story to other one, from this book to that book, from this conversation to the other one. Because it's not one act. This duality is a reality. Really, this duality exists in different level of your being, because we realize that your being is not a simple being. We're not talking about that. You are here as an animal. You are here as a spirit. You are here as a package of emotions. You are here with the main confusion of looking in the darkness and finding some pieces of information. It goes on and on, the list of duality, and we talk about all of them. We have to. The unity we talked about, do you remember with this book we started to get rid of the fake words? In the first paragraph, we explained that, listen, this is not something for me. There is no I in here. It's a circuit. It's coming back. It's hand to hand. So it's collective, right? He said there is a dual picture of you. One is the real one, which is given by intelligence, by Satan. The other one is the holy picture of you. Attend to the second one. Not that the first one doesn't exist. Both are here, but I'm going that way, right? Second paragraph, is that give up your personal conclusion of your personal imagination, the eyebrow in front of you all. The third one is that stop this show off of intelligence. And so on and so on. He talked about doing this, doing this, doing that, because he wanted to talk about something. And the first part of this was what? We covered what? From the beginning of book two up to here, we talked mainly about something. Do you remember? Mainly the question was, give up your silly wishes. The wishes of the animal. The animal who wants to project the truth to a personal vision and point of view, showing off this and asking for something silly. Because logically, you are looking for a shortcut, right? John, what is wrong with the shortcut?
Well, it only leads to one place more quickly, and that's death.
But a good, silly way to explain.
I heard that from you.
Silly idea. out of context. But shortcut is no good. In this way, and I can clearly explain it, not to the six-year-old boy, bring me a three-year-old boy. And I will explain it to him, very short and simple, and then when you ask him, he will say, oh, didn't you understand? Because it's that clear. First of all, you cannot say shortcut is bad. Shortcut is good. It's very clever. It's the way of logic, right? Your logic is finding shortcuts. But I'll say, here it's that. Why? You tell me.
You missed the beauty of the path.
This is a bad path. which is leading to nowhere. We don't look at arriving somewhere. We like to walk the path. Shortcut? No. Looks like I invite you to a garden and you're right at the entrance. You're looking for a shortcut to exit? That's how it is. Was it correct that 3-year-old boy got it? That's what it is. Forget the shortcut. Don't look for the way out. There is no way out. Out is there. Look at the path. You know how much energy we wasted on finding a way out. Oh, they have done so many studies, secretly studying the influence of brainwash, using LSD, using drugs, and all of that. They did it in the military section to have the soldiers that will do this and blah, blah. And at the end of the day, it was not successful. Because short way, shortcut, logically, in logical situation, in boring situation, in unbearable situation is good. But in a lovely path, forget about the shortcut. Don't ask for the spell. Become the spell. That's what it is. That was the first part mainly, right? So we'll remember it later. Because we cannot always go right from the beginning and slowly come. The second section is the logical, philosophical duality, which is the form and the essence. This is what we're talking about. He said, you have the form and the essence, and please do not tell me either this or that. We don't have that, right? Do you remember? Inclusive. Both are here. Two sides of the coin. But it's not a simple coin. Never is. One side is preferred to the other one. Let's go back. Do you remember? I found my logical part and my spiritual part, and I said, let's go toward there, right? When we find these dualities, we try to understand it and prefer one. Here, he says, why we prefer the essence. We know. Because at the end of the story, one of these slaves should be closer, one should be a little bit further. But they are both serving us. Why? Because without one, the other one doesn't work. Without the silly physical activity, you cannot really influence your spiritual state of mind. But with meditation, which is what? Which is silly activities. There is nothing strange going on over there. Because from outside, logically, you're doing some silly things. At the end of the day, in the best solution, you're dancing. That's meditation. But this is how you approach your spirit, which you cannot approach. A lot of people, they want to approach their spirit. What do they do normally? They start to use their intelligence. Using the intelligence to approach their spirituality. Give me a break, we talked about it. This intelligence is not made for this. Something else is there. And that something else is something there which is looking for what? For some feedbacks. From your activity, a feedback will go in. The spirit in you is waiting for you to see what do you do. Not what do you think. Your spirit doesn't care about what you think. Because your spirit is not the thinking stuff to relate to the thought. The spirit is waiting for you to do something. You use your intelligence in a situation and you do something. Like what?